The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the first chapter, beginning with the 39th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to the Judean countryside in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, good morning. Anybody want to say good morning? No? Okay. Well, good morning anyway. It's a beautiful morning, and we've got something fun to talk about today. I need a little more energy because today's theme is joy. 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 It's Christmas tomorrow. Woo! Yeah. Yes. Woo! My wife's happy. All right. I thought, if that's not going to get you excited today, I don't know what will. Okay, any of you have cousins? I know you guys do. Any of you have cousins? You have a cousin? Yeah? Yeah? Anybody remember wanting a cousin? Anybody remember wanting a brother or sister? I guess I'm just looking at you three here. Anybody remember? Did you want your brother and sister? Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. Yeah, that can bring some excitement into your life when you find out maybe you're going to have a cousin. Zoe's found out she's going to have two cousins. That's pretty exciting. And let's see. I was excited when I found out I was going to have a brother, I guess. That was pretty exciting. But it was joy-filled. And that's the gospel reading for today. John and Jesus are cousins. And John is overjoyed, and he's not even born yet, that Jesus is here, is going to be here. Maybe not so much that they're cousins, but that Jesus is going to do something unexpected. It's kind of like waiting for that Christmas present under the tree, don't you think? It's the anticipation, the joy of leaping inside of yourself, knowing that something exciting is coming. Well, let us pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming into our lives. And we wait for you. We wait with anticipation and joy that is about to burst forth. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Anybody excited today? My wife is excited. Her hand shot up the fastest. Come on, anybody excited? Yes. Woo, look at that. We need a little joy. Anticipation. It's the anticipation. Believe me, I've been bouncing off the wall since Halloween, but that's besides the point. Tomorrow's Christmas, but we're waiting. But we're not going to steal Christmas's thunder. We're still waiting. That doesn't mean we can't be filled with joy like John in today's gospel reading. I want to tell you a story, and maybe some of you can relate to this, maybe you can't. Wasn't so many years ago, while we were on internship, come home, it's after Christmas, most of the stockings have been put away, but us being the planners we are brought one special stocking. Come home, and there it is, hanging from the rafter. A stocking with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on it that says, "Baby's First Christmas." What do you think's going through my mind when you see "Baby's First Christmas" hanging in the rafters? We're about to have a baby. Oh boy! Needless to say, I can honestly say the first reaction wasn't exactly joy. It was like, oh boy. Like, really? That's pretty exciting. But as we went, it got more exciting. Sharing the good news with relatives on Mother's Day. Sharing it one by one with people. Saying, guess what? And I did tell this to my brother too, because we were going to tell my parents on his graduation weekend. So I did warn him ahead of time. I said, we're going to have a baby. Pretty much everybody we told that to was leaping for joy. There's going to be a baby coming. Can anybody here relate to this feeling of joy as a parent, grandparent? Yeah, that anticipation, the joy, the leaping really that's going on, that something is going to happen. And we know that in that anticipation, the baby hasn't even been born yet. And yet we're filled with joy, with the possibilities of what could happen, the change of life that's about to happen. You could probably think of other times in your life that are joy-filled. I'm curious, because not many people on Wednesday raised their hand, but anybody ever truly leapt for joy? Yeah, a couple of you have actually leapt for joy. Yeah. Anybody want to share when that time was? I'm kind of curious. Anybody? No? Okay. Well, we probably have leapt for joy, and there's different times. And I can honestly say I don't leap for joy very often, but the last time I can honestly remember jumping off of my feet was in January during the Minneapolis Miracle. But that's because nothing ever happens to the Vikings. That's good. It's surprising. You leapt. It's the shock and awe more than anything. But you leap for joy. But this is totally different. I probably couldn't leap anywhere as high as John was inside of his mother. Leaping for joy in this very real human encounter that took place in today's gospel. Two expecting mothers coming together in one location. Coming together. Both excited, both not necessarily knowing that the other is pregnant, but they come in together with a baby. And there is joy. Expecting mothers coming together oftentimes brings joy of, oh, how's your baby doing? How's your baby doing? There's some joy in that, some leaping for joy. And really in the world that these two women are in at this time, they could use a little sense of joy. The world is a scary place, especially at this time of life. They come together while the Romans are in charge. People are waiting for the Messiah to come. Hope seems to be crushed around every corner. But hope is easy to wound, but hard to kill. It is so hard. Mary's coming in. Mary's coming in after hearing these words that you are going to have a child. You have found favor with God. You're going to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you're going to name him Jesus. He's going to be great. You're going to call him the Son of the Most High. Lord of God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He's going to reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Kind of scary. Can be scary, like the first time I heard that Mindy was pregnant. A little scary. What is going to happen? Let alone Jesus, I'm going to be the one to bring Jesus into the world. A little fear. And yet they come together with all of this. Perhaps a little bit of fear of wondering what's going to happen for Mary, for she had never been with a man, and yet she's having a baby. What's mom and dad going to think about that? What's Joseph going to think about that? What are the people going to think about that? But they come together, and the first thing that happens is John leaps for joy in the womb. Elizabeth basically ends up leaping with joy, being filled with the Holy Spirit. She's so excited. She says, you are the blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me? For soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, my child leapt with joy. Blessed is she who believes that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. So much joy in her voice probably in saying this. So much joy that even Mary stops the act in that moment and does what we did for our psalm today, the song of praise, the Magnificat, remembering, what is it God is going to do with this child? What's he going to do? His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He's shown strength with his arms, scattered the proud, brought down the powerful, lifted the lonely, filled the hungry with good things, sent the rich away. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. There's joy of the hope that is to come, the upside-down world that is about to come. That's what's happening here. That action that stops the script at that point and celebrates the greatness of God with joy. God is going to be coming into this imperfect world. He's going to be coming to us in all the ups and downs of our lives. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Emmanuel, our joy. And it's that anticipation, the anticipation of what is coming soon. The hope of the joy that is going to be coming at Christmas. The hope of a child being born, weak and lonely, lowly, and yet so strong and mighty. The joy that breaks through the darkness of the world. The one that brings hope. The one that's going to change everything. The best gift that we have ever waited for, and we will hear about again tomorrow, is Jesus. The one that brings true freedom and salvation, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, grace. This is just a human-sized story, but it's preparing us for a grand, history-changing birth. This reminds us that Christ is indeed fully human coming into the world. He's still in the oven, as they say. He's still coming soon. In this human-sized moment of mothers coming together, it prepares us with the thoughts of joy of that grand, earth-shaking moment of birth that's about to take place. In just a minute or so, we're going to be singing a song called The Canticle of Turning. And it's based on the Magnificat. Read some of those words as we prepare once again for what is to come. Sing them with joy. Proclaim again what is coming at Christmas. We know what's coming, but we're still in the anticipation spot. What is coming? But we might be filled with joy today. Sing it out. Know that Christ is indeed coming soon. That is something that can really make you smile. Knowing that Christ is coming soon, will be with us, and as a result, will never leave us. Thanks be to God for this wonderful joy. Amen.